What's going on, guys? Welcome to the Relentless Life Podcast. I'm your host, Chance Galloway. I created this podcast to help individuals find their purpose in life, to never give up, and to learn how to live relentlessly through the minds of individuals who exemplify what it means to live a relentless lifestyle. Are you ready to take this journey with me? Let's take off. What's going on, fam? Welcome back to another episode on the Relentless Life Podcast. It's your boy, Coach Chance. And guys, I'm fired up for today's episode. We roll with the hits. We roll with the shots. We roll with the adversity. Steven couldn't hear me the first like 3 minutes of this live stream. Nobody could hear me on Instagram, but that's okay. I know Facebook, I didn't have the mic connected, but I totally forgot to turn on my mic. So whatever, it is what it is. Like I said, we roll with the shots. So guys, today we're going to be talking about how to reverse engineer our goals, or reverse engineer our fitness goals on our fitness journey. So guys, the first step, and Steven, we're going to talk about this a little bit today in our vision board training in the academy. The first step to reverse engineering your goals is writing. First of all, you have to write your goals down. So let me see that in the comments. First, you have to write your goals down, whether it's fitness related or not fitness related. You first have to write your goals down. Okay. And then once you guys write your goals down, so say, Steven, you want to pack on another 15 pounds of lean muscle mass. You want to get to 195 pounds. You write that number down. You write it down multiple times. Now what you do to reverse engineer that goal, instead of jumping to that goal, you're going to now write the necessary action steps that are needed to take place to get you to that goal. So you need to write down the things that you need to do consistently to get to that goal. What are the things, Steven, that you have to do every single day to get to 195 pounds? So instead of just saying, hey, my name's Steven Sella, my name is Chance Galloway, and my goal is to get to 200 pounds, bench pressing 300 pounds, you know, saying whatever you know, running 2 miles in less than 10 minutes, whatever your goal is, write it down, but then also write what you need to do leading up to actually achieving that goal. It's one thing to write that goal down, but it's another thing to reverse engineer it, break it down in incremental bits. And you know, that reminds me of something David Goggins says a lot in his videos. He's an ultra marathon runner, former Navy SEAL, paratrooper, badass motherfucker. And he always says, when I'm in these 100, 200 mile races, he does not think about the next 100 miles. Okay, this is, you guys write this down. This is big. He doesn't think about the next 100 miles. He thinks about the next mile. So instead of thinking about getting to 195 pounds when you're 182 pounds, Steven, think about getting to 183. Okay, and when you're at 183, think about getting to 184. So what this does is it allows your mind to not become overwhelmed with the process of thinking how much sacrifice, pain, time, and energy it's going to take to get to 195 or to get to 100 miles at the end of the race, like David Goggins said. With me, I've been in pain and discomfort for the last 7 years. I've been through a lot of emotional trauma because of it. I've been through a lot of emotional distress because of it. But my mindset now is, as long as I can get through the day, I'll be okay. As long as I can get to tomorrow, I'll be okay. As long as I win today, I'll be okay to set myself up for tomorrow. And that's the mindset that most of you are missing on your fitness journey. That's what reverse engineering your goal, your fitness goals, is all about, is breaking those goals down, taking them up, breaking them down into incremental bits, and assessing the actions that you need to take on a daily and consistent basis to accomplish that goal over the next 6 months, 8 months, 12 months, whatever the duration is that's needed to accomplish that goal. Does that make sense? Steven, drop some fire, guys, in the comments below if that makes any sense at all to you guys. This is something that is very simple. You've probably heard this before. Maybe you haven't. I didn't hear this. I wasn't fortunate enough to hear this in the beginning of my fitness journey. And had I been more disciplined in the moment and not so overwhelmed with my ADHD of thinking, I have to get to 200 pounds, I have to bench press this amount of weight, I have to have a six pack by this time. Instead of thinking of the big goal of where I want to be in the next year, the big goal is important. It's big. It's an important thing to do, to write it down, to put it on your vision board, to put it on post-it notes throughout your house or apartment. it's important. But what's even more important than that, because that goal is just information that is floating on your vision board in your apartment, in your head, without writing it down. Once you write it down, and once you write down, what do I need to do today for the next 6 months to get there? Okay, well, Stephen, I need to drink 5 to 6 liters of water every single day for the next 6 months. I need to get at least 6 to 7 hours of sleep every night to make sure my body is getting the right amount of rest and recovery needed to repair and rebuild the muscle that I'm tearing in the gym. I need to make sure that I'm eating at least minimum 3,000 calories per day right now. And in another 2 months, I need to up that to 3,300 calories, because as you guys know, in order to grow, we have to eat and we have to progress in not only our caloric intake, but in our workouts as well. In the gym, I need to make sure that I'm staying consistent. I'm lifting 5 to 6 days a week, or whatever your routine is. Maybe it's 3 to 4 days a week. Whatever your goals are, entails different actions in the gym, entails different amounts of time, entails different intensity in the gym, entails different technique and exercise and repetition and weight scheme. I mean, there's a lot of stuff that can kind of go into it based off of your goal. But the whole synopsis of this podcast that I want you guys to understand is, in order to be successful on your fitness journey and not be overwhelmed, save your time, save your energy, save your mental energy, is to reverse engineer your goals. Break those goals down and write the things needed down. I want to see that in the comments. Write the action steps. This is what I'm saying. Write the action steps needed to accomplish said goal every day. Write the action steps needed to accomplish and then insert your goal every day. Because when you write those things down every day and you take that blueprint, you take those notes seriously, and you actually use it as a checklist. Okay, I need to drink this much water. I need to get this much sleep. I need to make sure I meditate to keep myself in a low stress state. I need to hit the gym for at least 45 minutes a day. I need to prep my meals. I need to make sure I'm 95% compliant with my meal plan. Like, everything that you need to do, break it down, reverse engineer it, and you'll accomplish your goal. Your goals will soon become your reality. And then before you know it, you're making a new vision board. So I thought that was an appropriate podcast for today. I know it was very short. But I wanted to tell you guys that the reason why you might not be successful right now on your fitness journey, why you're plateaued, why you're flatlined, why you're not gaining weight, why you're not losing weight, why you're still unhappy with your body, because you're, like I just said, you're flatlining, is because you have not tried the reverse engineer approach on your goals yet. You set these big expectations for yourself, and those expectations wind up crashing down on you, because you don't know. Not only maybe do you not know the actions needed to accomplish that goal, but you're not disciplined and consistent enough on a daily basis to really push closer and closer to that goal. Stephen, you know, you've been in this program for going on 18 weeks now, and it doesn't happen in 30 days of you working out some days, not working out some days, eating a few good meals, not eating a few good meals, and still eating out, getting 6 hours of sleep one night, and then getting no sleep the next night. You have to be consistent on a daily basis for a certain period of time to accomplish that goal and maintain that. That's what a lot of people don't really understand, is you have to maintain it once you achieve it. Once you achieve that goal, you have to continue to perform the actions that you did leading up to that goal to then maintain it and then move on and move past it. The way we're able to do that is we get stronger, we get physically stronger, we get mentally stronger, we get emotionally stronger, and we become more relentless on our journey. As Stephen just said, consistency is key. Consistency is everything. Without consistency, no goals happen, no progression happens, no growth happens. You might as well just give up today if you're not going to be consistent. So, guys, I hope that helped. Remember, reverse engineer your goals, your fitness goals, if you're trying to achieve anything. And this doesn't just have to imply to fitness. It can be to anything in life, okay? So reverse engineer your goals. Break them down into small bits that you can acquire and that you can take action steps toward every single day. And you can build on that foundation until eventually in 6, 8, 12 months, you're a completely different person. So guys, thank you so much for watching. If you enjoyed today's podcast and you got some value and you want to leave a review, you guys can go onto the Apple Podcast app, scroll all the way down, click ratings and reviews, leave a quick review. That way we can get this message to more people. And make sure you guys screenshot your screen on Instagram, on Facebook, tag me at Chance Galloway Fitness, and write your number one or number two biggest takeaways from today's podcast. Post it on your story. That way I saw you guys got some value. So much love, much respect. I'll see you guys tomorrow at 12 p.m. Peace.
Thanks so much for listening today. I hope you enjoyed the episode. If you did, feel free to hit that subscribe button and leave a review. This helps further spread the message of the Relentless Life. You can find me on Instagram as Chance Galloway Fitness. I'm also available on LinkedIn and Facebook. If you have any questions following this episode, feel free to reach out to me at chancegalloway@live.com. Thanks again. Until next time, keep living consistently relentless.